mi chiamo? Are you ready? Who wants to go first?
Oh. All right.
Well, obviously, it's been a major concern from the start since our groups got together. It's been a major focus on the one-day game. It's something we haven't played particularly well over the years, but we're looking forward to the improvement there, and obviously leading into the Champions Trophy. So very much the focus is on one-day cricket at the moment.
This year we did have degrees for both teams in terms of
Yeah, look, as I said, we've set our target on this one-day series from the moment we got together as a group, so it is a focus for the further down the track. We're ninth when we first started, so obviously now we've got ourselves into a better position, but we've got to continue to play well, and we've got to get ourselves prepared for the Champions Trophy.
The conditions here, according to the creators, have changed compared to the last Pakistan Premier League series. Recently, the pitch offers much more bounce. Do you think that will be a factor in favour of the US series in terms of having those fast bowlers to contest the Pakistani batsmen?
Well, really, to us, you know, whether it's bounce, whether it's spin, it really is not going to make much difference, because we've got we cater for both pretty well. We've played against both. We don't have any real problems, whether it's turning or whether it's got a little bit extra bounce in the wicket. So bring it on whichever way.
And in terms of Shahab Khan, I think Stuart Law and the rest of the guys have spoken about the more aggressive approach in terms of playing him. In any way, how do you think Mr. Khan responds to that in the series? In a more aggressive approach?
Our aggressive approach?
You know, the West Indies batsmen have said attacking him more in the series. How do you think he would respond to that kind of aggression from the batsmen?
Well, that's whichever way Stuart wants to run that. I have no feeling one way or the other towards that, but the end result is they've got some fine batsmen. We saw that with Lewis the other day. A lot of guys have been proven over the years, so I think they've got a lot of young kids that are coming through, and it's an exciting time for West Indies cricket. So I would like to think that they continue to play the sort of cricket that the Caribbean has often produced over the years and keep going that way, because I think it's the right way to go.
You won the last series in the UAE, 3-0. Are you surprised that you've been able to roll over the West Indies in the West Indies this time around?
Well, we played our conditions very well. The guys have played over there quite a bit, and as we've seen even here in the conditions you've served up so far, the conditions we've enjoyed and we've played quite well at. So I think the one-day cricket won't be any different. To win over in UAE, no, it wasn't a surprise, but it was certainly, I think, a learning curve for the West Indies boys, and they'll come back stronger.
All right. Thank you.